Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Avodah Zarah Chavav, Avodah Zarah 26a, pagination is 51. We're dealing with cases of Avodas Kochavim, idol worshippers, and given the recognition that they were somewhat lawless, Chazal instituted a variety of safety measures to protect the Jewish community. Certain things that we didn't do because we really feared that these idol worshippers would kill a Jewish child. So the Mishnah states at the end of the Mishnah, about a quarter of the way down, Avedes Kochavim, an idol worshipper woman, Menika Benasha Yisrael, is allowed to serve as a nursemaid. She's allowed to nurse a Jewish child, Birshusa, provided that it's in the Jewish home. Rashi says, Birshusa di Yisraelis, in the area of the Jewess, Avalotu Saranu Lolicho Bevesa, but you're not allowed to send the child over to the idol worshipper's home, Shalotar Genu, because we're worried that they're going to kill the child, and they'll claim it's an accident. But it was a lawless culture, and even though on face value there was diplomacy, no one would want to openly do whatever, but fundamentally there was a lot of caution that Chazal felt needed to be in place. Likewise, for example, regarding labor and delivery, five lines down in the Gemara, V'chachamim omrim, Chachamim say, Avedes Kochavim Mialedes Bas Yisrael, an idol worshipper woman can serve in the capacity of labor and delivery to deliver a Jewish woman, Bizman Shacheres Omdos Al Gaba, provided that there are other Jewish women standing around making sure she's not doing anything unusual. Avalo Benov Leveina, but not just her with the mother. Rav Meir says it's even more strict. Afilu acheros amdos al gabo, even if there are other people nearby, namilo, still not acceptable. The zimnin demancha layada afusa, because it's possible for her to put her finger at the spot of the head that's soft on a baby. Vikatla le velo mischazi, and kill the child, and no one would know the difference. So, according to the Chachamim, it's acceptable, provided that there are other Jewish women around. According to Reb Meir, even then, we're worried that she'll pull a quick one. Let's drop down to the last of the small lines, middle of the line with the abbreviation, V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say, regarding nursing, Ovedas kochavim menika espinash shabas yisoel, the idol worshipper woman is allowed to nurse the child of the Jewess, Bizman Shacheres Omdos Al Gaba, provided that there are other people around, like we described before, in the Jewish home, meaning there are people around. Avalo b'nei leveina, but not on her own. Rav Meir says, again, more strict, Afilo Acheres Omdos Al Gaba nami lo, even if there are other people around, you still can't nurse. Did Zimnin de Shaifa la Sama ledad me Ivra'i? Because it's possible for her to smear some ointment, some death potion, poison, on her breast, on the outside, Vikatlale, and it's going to kill the child. And it could be that this was a little bit compounded with the fact that infant mortality was not so unusual. And no one was going to do an autopsy and prove anything. And even if, yeah, idol worshippers were a law of their own, and you're leaving the child vulnerable, you're not allowed to do that. Reb Meir says, even if people are around to entrust the child to be nursed by an idol worshipper, was dangerous. You weren't allowed to do it. Again, as I've cautioned in previous sessions, idol worshipper does not mean any non-Jew. That's a totally different category. There are people who subscribe to law and order. It's a whole different game. But an idol worshipper was the concern here. Utsricha, the Gemara says, and you need both cases, the nursing case and the labor and delivery case. De'iash mina mialed sifra, he only told you the childbirth case. Be'ahika amri rabbanan deshari, that's a case where the rabbis say it's okay, delo efshar, because we can't imagine it possible that she's going to pull any fast one. Mushum da'acheres rososa, because people are watching. Avo minika, but by nursing, de'efshar deshaifa lesam ledad me'ivrai. She could have, on the outside, before she walks into the house, she could have smeared herself with something. V'katlalei, when the child starts nursing, he swallows the stuff. Emamodilei l'Rav Meir, I would think that what she does on her skin outside the house cannot be monitored. So I would think they would agree to Rav Meir and would be concerned. So you see, we're not concerned. She comes in, she nurses. As long as we're watching, we're aware of what's going on, we're not worried she's going to do such a thing. V'iyash me'inan, perhaps because it'll be noticed if the child suddenly starts having a reaction. V'iyash me'inan me'nika, and if I was only told the case of nursing, be'ahika ama Rab Meir da'asur, that's the case Rab Meir says it's forbidden, mishum d'shaifa l'sam l'dad me'ivrai, because she can do this on the outside, before anybody realizes, v'katlele and kill the child. Avamayaledes delo efshar. But by childbirth, I would think it's not possible. Hechad acheres amdas al gabo. If people are standing around, emamodile l'rabbanon, I would think he agrees to the rabbanon. Tzuricha, I need both cases to make it abundantly clear how the rabbanon hold and how Reb Meir holds, because each case has its nuances. On the topic of makom shemochol shel tinok rofes, the spot on the head that a child's head is soft, so we're familiar with that from a much more conventional topic, the topic of tefillin. In Simon Chav Zayin of Arachayim, the laws of tefillin, if tes, we find Makom anachas tefillah shel rosh, the place where the tefillah shel rosh is supposed to be placed, is me'aschalas ikrei aseir mimitzcho, from the part that the hair starts sprouting by the forehead, and that's the cutoff that the tefillin should never be lower than that. Even the low part of the tefillin should be above that mark, the hairline. Ad sof, but how high can it be? Ad sof ha-makom sh-makom sh-al-tinok rofes, until the point where a child's skull is soft, where you could see the pulse on a baby, that spot on an adult would be the spot that you're not allowed to go higher than that, says the Mishnah Berurah. She-ketzei ha-ma'avarto sh-al-atfilin, the part that the strap of the shel rosh goes through, is over through that part, even that top part of the tefillin, lo yehi munach lemaila memakom shemakom shel tinok rach, should not go above that spot where the child's head is soft. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.